miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike from You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Mike Roizen with your top medical news stories of the week. Plus, at the half hour, we have a great guest, the iRules, having the tech talk for big kids and little ones. Learning to use the tech your child is engaged in. Passwords, peers, and how to avoid being a creeper. Do you even know what a creeper is? I didn't until I read this. Cyberbullying, friends fails, maintaining manners, maintaining rules away from home, selfies, sex, porn, and tech. So there are a lot of this really very good information that we will learn from Janelle Burley Huffman at the half hour point. And yes, those were dogs in the background. I'm at Lake Chautauqua and I can't stop them, but the weather's so beautiful. When they see another dog walk by, they want to get in the mood for something. In any case, there are some wonderful stories this week and important stories on you getting a do-over. One of them comes from Swedish. A Swedish study of nearly 71,000 adopted people used data from both their natural and adoptive parents to find that family history is a great risk for developing breast, prostate, or colorectal cancer. So when you see the doctor, make sure they know your history of hereditary cancers, breast, colon, and prostate, even from adopted families should know this, because this tells you how seriously, how much, and when you have to start screening. So colon screening starts 10 years before a parent, a first-degree relative, that is your parents or your brothers, sisters, first-degree relatives, developed their cancer. The first sign of cancer, subtract 10 years, that's when screening should start for you. That's when you should start talking to your doctor. Should you be taking 2 baby aspirin a day to suppress those cancers? Should you be doing other things like having more coffee, if you can have it, to suppress those cancers? These are important things for us to do, but this is a study of 71,000 adopted people. You don't get a chance to see that type of data very often. So this is in Sweden. They linked all the adopted parents and the new parents, looked at characteristics, and found out how important their genes were. That comes up with a absolutely opposite study from a different point of view. That is, one of the do-overs is having a happy marriage. It tells that negative interactions, they just looked at in this study 281 middle-aged adults who were either married or living with a partner in a marital-like relationship, and they just looked for over 4 days. And those that had their interactions as positive had 8.5% less chance of getting cardiovascular disease in the next few years, as opposed to those who had a negative interaction, much higher rate of cardiovascular disease, up 15%. So it's not as important as exercise, which is 2.4 times. It's not as important as smoking or not smoking. It's not as important as food choices, but it clearly is very, very important. We're going to hear about another one. Bridget's going to join us in the second hour, so you should join us in the second hour. You can do it by going to your local station. If it doesn't carry the second hour, go by Tuesday. Go to RadioMD.com or sign us up for iHeartRadio app. Look for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. In the second hour, Bridget's going to talk about some other things that are very important to determining whether you have cardiac disease or not. And she's going to talk about salt in food, as well as another story. And Gary Ginsberg will also talk about another actually has 4 wonderful stories, but I'm going to talk about one on the environment that he wasn't going to talk about, and that is that the plastic in water, common amounts in water supply, as are now in your water supply of BPA and BPS, they aren't filtered regularly. well enough by the normal filtering. We don't even measure them, if you will, on your annual water supply. By the way, June and July, this is the period where you get your toxicity in your local water supply. Save it, look at it. But it doesn't even measure BPA or BPS. What they did is they took turtles who had laid eggs, and they looked at the eggs, and believe it or not, temperature in the turtles, that the turtles' eggs are mature at, determine whether they become male or female. Cold is male, hot babes are female. So if the temperature of the water, and they put a drop of literally the water was either the tap water from the normal tap water or not, and those that had normal tap water in the United States, not distilled, etc., the males developed female genitalia and ovaries rather than testes. So it overcame the coldness of the water to cause a different sexual differentiation. What does this mean for you? Well, the way we get most of our BPA and BPS isn't through water, but is actually receipts. So don't take the fast food receipt, or don't take the receipts, you know, those thermal receipts that are printed at every counter, at every grocery store, etc. Don't take those, because rubbing them and then touching your food or touching your mouth with your hand gets you 1,000 times more BPA or BPS. BPS is the substitute for BPA than even the plastic bottles do or the plasticizers do. So those plastic receipts are dangerous. Wash your hands constantly between getting a receipt and before the first time you eat food, because or touch your mouth or touch your lips. Believe it or not, kids touch their face 60 times an hour. We do it about 13 times an hour, that is adults. So you do it when you don't even realize it and get too much BPA or BPS. Don't do that. But Gary's going to talk about pigs drive up pork prices, the pig disease, that's a pig virus, and creates environmental concerns. We're also going to talk about the Spokane ban certain pesticides to save beehives. Remember, we talked about bee hive, if you will. I don't know what it's called. I used to know what it was called, but it means that the beehive collapse. I think it's beehive collapse disease. And we've lost a lot of our bees. They're essential for a lot of pollination, such as walnuts and almonds. And those are important. In the last half hour also, Bridget's going to talk about less sleep, bad relationships tied to brain shrinkage. That is, not sleeping enough is tied to brain shrinkage. Your brain actually, and especially your hippocampus, where memory is, decreases, and you have a cognitive decline. So you get to reverse this. I said I'd talk a little more about the Dr. Esselstyn study. 198 people, 177 of them stayed on the plant-based diet for more than 3.5 years. Only one in that period, as opposed to 62% who didn't stay on the diet and had the same conditions. And that's really true when you look at the data on people who present with coronary artery disease, that is needing a stent or needing a coronary artery bypass graft. Those who present have an awful high incidence of reuse of the medical system to require it again and again and again. So the key is, how do you prevent it? Well, the way Bill Clinton prevented it, he went on this diet just like the Esselstyn diet. At least that's what he said. He read the book and went on it. And it is, don't buy anything with a mother or face. Dr. Esselstyn's book is Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, easily obtained by Amazon. We'll have Dr. Essie, who works in our institute at the Cleveland Clinic, the Wellness Institute. You can get an appointment with him by calling the Wellness Institute. But in addition, you can get the book and learn it. When we come back, we're going to have one of the best books I've ever read on any subject, Jane Burley Hoffman's book, The Eye Rules, what every tech healthy family needs to know about selfies, sexting, gaming, and growing up. You can send us questions, udocs, YOUDOCS@gmail.com. We'll be right back.